Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Hour two, it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get into some Celtics talk. Nice win for them last night. 125-105 over the Cleveland Cavaliers, the perceived best team in the Eastern Conference, or at least you feel that way, right?
I like them. Yeah, I think they're my favorite team in the East.
Celtics used it was a wild first quarter.
I was going to say, good news, bad news. Good news, you scored 40 points.
42-40, yeah. So a ton of scoring early. Donovan Mitchell was doing his thing early. Sam Hauser was hitting every three imaginable. Mm-hmm. And then Mitchell kind of vanished for the rest of the game. Celtics turned on the gas in the second quarter, 35-18. They closed on a 20-3 run. Jaylen hit a bunch of threes right before halftime, falling into the bench, buzzer beaters, like a lot of good stuff from Jaylen last night. And the Celtics kind of coasted from there. Cavs made it close late. But never really a true threat. Celtics have now won 2 in a row. They're 2-3. Things seem to be heading in the right direction all of a sudden. So, I don't know, a couple of days ago, Keith, we're like, yeah. Should the Bruins tank?
Yes.
Should the Celtics tank? We were like,
TBD.
No, but get back to us.
Yeah.
Or should both tank? The answer also no. Now with the Celtics, this is a little closer to what I expected them to look like. I didn't go into last night expecting a win over the Cavs, never mind a dominant win over the Cavs. But this is kind of closer to what I expected him to look like, and they should be a playoff team. They should be a top six seed with an outside shot at a top four seed. I still believe that.
Yeah, they needed this one. You know, 5 games into the season, you know, they lose to the Knicks the way they lost to the Knicks, so be it. I thought they'd beat either the Sixers or the Pistons, or like maybe grab one of those games, because at that point, they beat the Pelicans without Zion. So as much as people are clowning on the Patriots for their schedule, you're like, all right, the Pelicans without Zion, like what is even that team? So they're at home against Cleveland. I think it's a good measuring stick game earlier in the year, and they beat them, and they had a great game, their best performance of the season by far. You know, small sample size, but far and away their best performance. Now, it is one of those games where I don't know exactly how much it tells you, because if you said they're going to make a ton of threes, I bet they win those games. Right,
well, like, I do.
And
I agree with that.
And that can be against anybody. That can be against the Cavs. That could be against the Knicks. That could be against one of the good Western Conference teams.
They took 57. They made 21. That's only 37%. But they
are over 35% is a good spot for them.
They are
that
making
volume.
20 plus as well, which is probably a big number. Or so it is a big number.
So you have 63 points from three, and you know they went to the line a decent amount. So it wasn't like they were just falling in love with the three. Like they went to the line. They didn't take a million twos. They took way more threes than they did twos. The biggest surprise was they out-rebounded Cleveland. Cleveland's huge. You're looking at it, you're like, Cleveland, that's not a good matchup. I mean, they start Mobley and Allen, the Twin Towers, DeAndre Hunter, and you're like, that's a big team. And credit to Cada and the lawnmower, Josh Minot, who had another good game. He had 15 rebounds, Minot did.
Yeah, so three guys had double-doubles for the Celtics last night. Pritchard had it with assists and then those two with rebounds.
So I'm not shocked that they had a game where Hauser and Brown are hitting threes. That's going to happen throughout the year, and they make a bunch of threes. But for them to out-rebound the Cavs the way that they did, that was surprising. Also, speaking of Minot, you see his sneaks? I loved his sneaks, so I even stopped to look up his sneakers.
No, I guess I didn't notice.
I loved his sneakers.
Were there little lawnmowers on them?
They're little lawnmowers, little tiny lawnmowers. No.
That'd be a good shoe.
They were sick. They were like yellow, they were pink, they were blue. So I'm like, I want those sneakers. I looked them up, Kevin Durant's. I was like, ugh, can't get them. Can't get them. They're like the KD 16s or whatever. I was like, I'm out. Unfortunately,
what?
I'm out.
Is everybody going to know that's what they are when you're wearing them? Or are they just going to be like, cool
colors? I would
colors?
Know. You would know. I would down. Know. No, not everybody would know.
You couldn't live
I'm
with
guessing
that.
When I pick up CeCe at school, the teacher wouldn't be like, oh, is it KD's? Or are you a Durant fan? Like, no, no. No, no, I just like the style.
No, I'm not. They just the cool look really style. Cool.
So I had to pivot off of that. I was a little annoyed.
My shoe game, this might shock you, never strong. When I, back in my basketball days, even pickup days, like a lot of guys would always be talking about shoes. They're like, oh, what are you wearing? What are you wearing
sneak.
Today? Where'd you get this?
Yeah.
Never got one question about my shoes.
Nobody cared.
I'm like,
just New Balance, yeah, regular New Balance.
I don't know. These are Nikes from like Nordstrom Rack. I don't know. Like they're not anybody's shoe.
Yeah.
They're just high top so I don't break my ankle.
You're the old Converse All-Stars?
Nothing special. No, the one,
not
the
even.
One I did have, this is true. I did have the Starberries.
Oh, Starbird, $15.
Yeah, those were like $20.
$15. LeBron James made fun of him for that.
He did. I did own Starbird.
Which is why LeBron's a coward.
I did own Starburys at one point. They were not great for my ankles, but I did own those.
So Stephon Marbury is doing a really nice thing for kids that don't have money, and LeBron's like, I'd never wear those. Nobody should wear those. Plus, get my shoes. They're $200. You guys can afford that, right?
That's why he's the show's goat. He charges a nice high premium on his shoes.
He's a clown. And he never should have said that about the Starburys. The Starburys weren't bad. $15, that's a nice thing he was doing.
I mean, look. They were cheap, and you could run around in them. Yeah. I don't think they were saving your ankles for much. No. But you know, whatever. So you like the Minot shoes.
Well, unfortunately, they're Durant shoes.
You think they're helping his game?
His game's good right now. Minot's kind of nice.
So I do not want to do what Scal and Drew Carter were doing on the broadcast last night.
Oh, my God.
They had some good zingers about Jalen and his hairline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the Minot conversation was
why
just,
not why not
no well that
he's also gonna win all the Tommy Awards,
so I mean, my God. So they were just so over the top last night. I even shudder to even give a compliment to Minot because of how positive they were.
Well, this is what's happening.
I want to like naturally push back on it.
You need to do this isolated because it's the same thing that happens with McDaniels. You push back on McDaniels only because so many people are too pro McDaniels.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But Minot, forget about what Scal and Drew were saying.
Well, I can't. I can't get it out of my head. It was the whole second half. They're like, oh, my God, what a player this guy is. This guy's going to be something. What I will say is,
he's frisky.
We said a lot. Joe Mazzulla is going to prove his worth this year, and we're going to find out what he has. And if he can get this team to the playoffs without Tatum and all the guys they subtracted, we're going to give Joe a lot of credit. If he can't, it's going to stand out. Moves like Minot, I like the Luka Garza move at the time. I didn't even pretend to know who Minot was.
Yeah.
But I like the Luka Garza move at the time. I like what I've seen out of him.
Yeah.
Little moves like that are going to show
savvy.
Well, some value in Brad Stevens as a front office guy. And we already know what he's capable of. Some of the big ticket moves and the massive moves that won him a championship.
Oh, when he's allowed to actually like do the job and he crushes it. But well, then those little moves are going to help him.
Well, and I think a lot of GMs can do that. It's like, oh, go get a star player who's available. Well, great, you got to actually do it, but I think the degree of difficulty on that might not be as difficult as identifying some of these guys who might be a good system fit that are useful NBA players. So I guess I hadn't really thought about Brad Stevens showing his worth this season. In fact, I was ready to mostly give him a free pass because all the guys they subtracted were forced and dictated by ownership. This has the potential to show his value. I don't want to be Scal and Drew Carter waxing on about Minot. Why not? For the whole second half.
Yeah.
But that has the potential to show some of his value as a front office.
It goes back to when Wick Rosbeck was on months ago on the Greg Hill show, and they were talking about getting under the second apron, and he's like, thank God for Brad Stevens.
Yeah, sure.
And you're like, all right, they're going to put a lot of pressure on Stevens. So they're like, hey, you just built a championship team. You now need to blow up the championship team. But by the way, we still want to be competitors. And so I thought, moving on from Drew Holiday and bringing in a scorer like Simons was a great move. Like, that was an obvious one. That's one, you know, just anybody who watches basketball knows Simons can score. The other guys, those are deeper cuts. And even, like, last year when they brought in Cade had a great game last night.
Yep.
Double-double, holding the zone against two of the better bigs in the Eastern Conference.
And he was frustrating them. I don't know if it was specifically those two. He was frustrating that Tyson kid who looked good for Cleveland last night.
Yeah.
But he was frustrating Cleveland. Like, the way he was playing was agitating them. And no, he's been... Look, he was a good find as well.
That was a big question going into the year, and it was also one where you're like, well, this could get dicey. Because you're like, all right, you're going to start Brown and White. Awesome. I still would switch Pritchard. I know he had a bunch of assists. Couldn't buy a three yesterday, but I would switch him and Simons. But regardless, you know what those are. The 4-5 spot, I think they're still kind of searching for it, but they may have found it. This might be the answer, is Kata and Minot. And then maybe a little bit more Garza. And then use Hauser, there are nights where Hauser has it, and then there are nights where he doesn't. And so I don't like when he starts. I think he could be like a weapon off the bench. He can be very effective. I mean, he'll probably finish in the top, 5 to 10 in 3-point percentage this year. He's like a useful player. But when you're like, all right, here's your starting four, and you're going up against Evan Mobley, you can't. And they didn't. No. Like, they didn't do that. He didn't start last night. But he's probably your seventh man, as it were. But if Kata and Minot, I'm not expecting a double-double out of Kata every night, but if he's doing something like that, that gives you a chance, right? It's not like you have really good wing players and then you have way below average bigs. Like, as long as you're getting closer to average, you might be okay.
So you guys can discuss on the Celtics. Seems like a season back on. We can table the tanking talk
for
another couple of weeks. Again, it's 617-779-7937.
They got an NBA Cup game tomorrow, Jones. I think I got that one circled.
I know that. I actually was looking, after you mentioned this to me yesterday, I was unaware of it. I was looking at their NBA Cup group. It's a tough group, Keith.
Are they in a tough group?
I think they're group B.
Oh, they got screwed on the committee?
You know what? They did. I don't know if they pick it like FIFA picks
they
the World Cup.
They should do a World Cup. They should do a big show.
They absolutely should. I would probably watch it.
NBA TV exclusive?
I would probably watch it.
Yeah.
But I think in their group, it's Philly who's playing really well.
Yeah.
And they already lost to. And that's
Maxie's,
who the game is tomorrow.
Maxie looks nice.
It's Orlando, Brooklyn, which was the easy team in there. There's one other team that I thought was halfway decent in their group. But yeah, NBA Cup underway. I'm excited for it. You mentioned their three-point shooting, though.
Oh, I got it. It's Boston, Detroit, Orlando, Philly, and Brooklyn.
Detroit was the other one. Thank
Detroit,
you.
Sorry. So, they're East Group B, for those that are trying to keep an eye out for it.
Well, I think they can take it down.
Okay.
57 threes last night. They made 21. To your point, if they're going to make 20 plus threes and they're going to hit 35 plus percent, they were almost 37% last night, they're probably going to win a lot of games. How sustainable is that? We can discuss. We talked about Derek White yesterday and his 3-point attempts. He is now officially by himself. Yesterday he was tied for the most 3-point attempts per game. He took 12 last night, so it went up a little bit, made three. He is at 11.2 3-point attempts per game. He's making 31%. But that is the most attempts.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry.
No, 31, that's his field goal percentage.
I'm sorry, you're right. He's making 25%
on
threes. Sorry,
it's
31%
way worse.
Is his field goal percentage. So that's out of whack. They got to get that right. White had some real nice passes last night, lobs at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling you he's giving you nothing else, but that's out of whack. He's probably the most out of whack in terms of shot selection. But he is number one in the NBA. The Celtics, I didn't realize this when we were talking about White yesterday. They have four of the top three-point attempt shooters in the league, four in the top 25.
Pritchard, White, Hauser, Brown?
White is first, not Brown. White is first at 11.2. Hauser is eighth at 9 threes a game.
Oh, it's got to be Simons then.
Pritchard is 22 at 7.4. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Anthony Simons is at 7.2. 25th in the NBA. Just for good measure, Jalen is just outside the top 40, 6.4.
But you got to shoot at least 35% if you're going to take that many of them. And maybe Derek White will balance out, and he will. And Pritchard's off to a really bad shooting start.
So Hauser's at 46%. Pritchard's at 19%.
Yeah, Pritchard can't buy one. He was 1 of 8 from 3 last night.
Simons is 42, including the one he banked in last night.
Yeah, so Hauser and Simons... Well, I mean, all 4 of those guys clearly have the green light, and Joe wants all those guys to shoot them. But at least Hauser and Simons, it's more efficient right now. The other 2 guys got to get going, because Derek White was one of those kind of swing players. Like, for this team to get the most out of what they have, he has to play like an all-star. He can't just be, oh, Derek White's scrappy and he's on a good contract. That's great if you have Tatum and Holiday and Porzingis and Horford. All those guys are gone. So he has to be the second best player on the team. And I don't really know consistently. He hasn't really been that so far.
No, I would agree with that. Jalen has consistently been their best player, though.
Yep.
And, I mean, look, they're 2-3. I don't want to make any excuses for their slow start. I didn't have big issues with them losing to the Knicks or even the Pistons. I know they were up huge in the Detroit game early. Detroit might be better than them.
Yep, Detroit's good.
The Philly game, and I know Philly's undefeated, but the Philly game to me was disappointing.
Yeah.
And or did Philly played last night? Didn't they win? Did they lose? I should double check that. They were undefeated going into last night anyways. But no, I look at the way that they've played. The Philly one is the one that stands out. Maybe Philly didn't play.
No, Philly didn't play. They're still 4-0.
So maybe they're better than I thought. Maybe long term I'll feel differently about that one. But their 2-3 start, that's the game that really bothers me. Jalen looks like an alpha, right? I mean, he looks
he's a clear-cut all-star, but like the thing is, you don't want him to be the all-star on a bad team, right? Like, that's the thing is, like, there's usually a guy or two that you can point to, like, oh, that guy's really good.
But he looks, and right now they're 2-3, yeah. And I'm saying they probably should be 3-2. Is 5 games, like, I don't want to overreact to a record. I don't want to ignore it, but I don't want to overreact to it. I'm just monitoring it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he looks like a guy who could be the best player on a playoff team in the East, meaning a top 6 seed in the East. I'm not really counting the play-in. He looks like he's capable of doing that, and they're capable of doing that. And he carried them last night for a stretch against, again, what we think might be the best team in the East in Cleveland. So I would put some value in that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he is, like, clearly there's no questions about whether or not he's their best player, but that also speaks to the other guys, specifically Derek White, maybe not being as consistent, because you thought maybe Derek White could kind of push that. You know, you go back to last year, the games without Tatum, there were nights where Derek White has awesome games. And really, it's been more Jaylen Brown. I would like to see him be a little bit more of a playmaker, and that's not really
the assists have,
his thing.
I got to look at the numbers. I was looking at these during the show yesterday when we were talking to Terp. His assists were, like, right in line with his career as of yesterday.
Right,
Turnovers were way up, but most of that was one bad game. But I can give you the numbers here if you want.
But I just think, you know, when you have a guy like Tatum who had the ball in his hands all the time last year, and you remove him and even, like, Holiday from the team, I would think Brown's numbers should go up there.
Yeah, right?
He's under 4 assists a game.
His scoring is up. His percentages are up. Again, it's 5 games.
Yep.
But he's shooting 52% from the floor, which would be a career high. He's shooting 47% from 3, which would be a career high. Free throw percentage is right in line with his career. Rebounds, 5.6, that's down from last year. Assists, 3.8, that's down from last year. Turnovers, 3.6, that's way up from last year.
I mean, you could also argue, well, he's not passing to as good at teammates as he did a year ago. Like, there's a little bit of that, but they got guys that can score. They got guys that can shoot. So I would just think, you know, with all the attention, and as the season goes, there's going to be more and more attention by the opponent just on Jalen Brown. You know, like, that was the other thing. Like, last year, you know, you got the double team on Tatum, or you got to do different things defensively, and now Brown is going to be sort of the centerpiece. So teams should make it harder on him, but if he can be a little bit more of a playmaker, that could also take his game to the next level.
I thought we were getting a new Jalen haircut. I thought he was going to shave his head. I thought that was the whole talk on the live stream.
No, he didn't.
Did anybody?
Because I was like, remember like Michael Jordan early in his career had like a little bit of hair. Then at one point he was like, nah.
It's gone.
All gone.
It's I'm losing it anyways.
It's leaving me.
I'm not going to like it goes. This, so it's out.
Shave it all the way.
Did he leave any marks on anybody last night?
Well, did you notice it wasn't as like dark?
It wasn't.
So he didn't. I think he got exposed for that. He's like, I can't make that mistake. I'm not going to spray paint my head before the game.
I don't want to be on the list with LeBron and Carlos Boozer and some of the other notoriously horrible fake hairlines.
You really noticed it when they zoomed in at the free throw line, and you're like, he's
it's thin up there.
It's kind of light. A little light.
I can see quite a bit of his scalp.
Oh, I wonder,
which I wasn't seeing in a couple of games before.
Speaking of seeing the game, what is your take on the new camera angles they've been showing this year?
I hate it.
Well, same.
The thing high up in the garden where it's like floating around and I want to puke.
Trash.
Yeah. I actually had to talk about that after the opener.
Same.
I kind of forgot
same,
about
I
that.
I forgot
but
about
that,
it too.
But that, I hate that.
I do too. Now, I also hate change, so just give you the game the way the game has always been played. However, I forget which game it was they were talking about. It might have even been the first game. And they're like, oh, yeah, it gives you like more of the court.
It was the opener. 100%
no,
it was the opener, yeah.
It didn't give you more of the court. It's just like I'm going to throw up angle.
Right. It gives me more barf on my floor gives me, yeah.
You're like, oh, you like where it used to be? No, we're going to go like diagonal and move it the whole time. Right. I'm like, just keep it steady.
No, there's something to be said.
I don't like that.
There's something to be said for like a video game angle. Nick, were you the one saying this about the Thursday night broadcast? Was this you?
Oh, they do a weird angle too.
Who was telling me about this? Prime. You can watch
you can do the next gen version of it.
Yeah,
which
and
is
so,
behind
but, no,
the
but,
line of
but,
scrimmage.
But supposedly it's like not, you're not super, in, this is what I heard secondhand. I thought it was you, I guess it was somebody else. You're not overly inundated with like the analytics like you are on some of these secondary broadcasts, but you get like the video game view of the broadcast.
No, I don't want that.
Maybe, but if the camera stationary, this thing isn't stable or stationary. It's like floating around.
I don't like it. It makes me kind of sick. I'm going to just go back to the regular one.
Go back
to the
regular one.
You can see the whole court. You never couldn't see the whole court. What are you talking about?
Maybe they wanted to get further away on the home broadcast to not expose his thinning hairline.
Maybe.
They're like,
yeah, Jalen's like, go back to the old one. Go back, or the new one, I mean. Go to the new camera. It's great.
The further away you are,
yeah,
the less you can see his scalp. So maybe that's not what's going on.
I know. Like, do you want like a mid-priced seat? You're like, no. I want to watch it on TV like regular.
This is not even the tickets I want if I go to the garden. These are the tickets I probably get.
I know.
These aren't even the tickets
up?
I want.
Can we look around? We may move up, find a loose seat?
Oh, well, that's where the Celtics are at. Season saved. The tank is on hiatus for now. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We got thoughts on the World Series last night and how it reflects on the Red Sox. Could they be the Toronto Blue Jays? I think they could. One game away from winning the World Series.
How do you like that?
And taking down the Dodgers. I don't think the Red Sox are far away at all from being Toronto. We'll get to that. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you the perfect Halloween night in just 60 seconds each. So you can plan accordingly for your Halloween tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.